Maybe I ought to visit each grave. See, the people follow him around, you know. I want to be sure he comes to my grave, my daddy's grave, my mama, you know, my uncle. And
he doesn't give a sermon?
No, he might say a few words at the beginning, you know, say a prayer, you know. Yeah. Then he walks around and blesses. And we go to each graveyard and do that on All Saints Day, and they got a big crowd, and everybody kicks off. And before, one good thing about it, a month before the All Saints Day, they're out there cleaning the graveyard up, cleaning up all the graves, take care of the graveyard, not only beautify the whole grounds, but they try to take care, each one takes care of his own folks' grave, you see. And then they get together, and sometimes the county will help them clean up. This road goes into the graveyard and clean up the road around the graveyard, you know.
Yeah.
And each one of them will try to have them maintain a headstone with their history, you know, his death and birth and well, who he is. And
now, in the old days, when folks used to pass away, they used to, didn't they used to kind of go have longer kind of more formal periods of grief?
Yeah, they did. They had the women wear black clothes for a certain length of time, about a year, I believe.
Yeah.
Mourning, they call it, a period of mourning. Yeah. And they
a lot
of course, people still go to graveyard around here on different occasions for bring flowers, like Mother's Day, you know.
Yeah.
They'll go to a graveyard, but this is a ritual with the Catholics brought here from France. You see, they had that in France. You know, you go on the what they call All Saints Day. That first day in November, and they go to all the graveyards, and they clean them up beforehand, you see. And another thing that they have, I'm sure is quite unusual, and don't have it in Protestant territory, is that you have the children, when they're born, they have them christened, you know, in the Catholic Church. They christen them when they're babies, 3 or 4 weeks old. Now, most of the Protestants do have some of them, like Methodists, and they have. Well, they have christening, but the Methodists, I believe, some of the rest of them, christening until they're 12 years old or over. I mean, maybe some of them don't. I think the Baptist Church, they don't, what they call, they're old enough to make up their minds, you know, what they want to do, you see.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Catholics, they capture him and christen him a Catholic, you know, without before he can decide. That's why some of your parents are Catholic, well, you're Catholic, you see. And of course, it even goes that way with Protestant, you know. Protestant, you go to the Protestant church, Protestant community, of course, around the Kill, like you see. This is near here, Kill is it. And DeLeo is in Harrison County, and Kill is in Hancock County. That's heavy Catholic community. Well, Bay St. Louis is.
Yeah.
There used to be 5,000 people here and 4,000 Catholics.
Yeah,
so something like that.
Now, you were raised Catholic,
right?
But you became a Methodist.
No, you're still Catholic. No, my son changed to a Methodist. I changed. My wife was a Baptist, raised a Baptist, but she changed going to church. And you know, what I was starting to tell you about, they have a christening ceremony, you see, and that's a big thing with the Catholic Church, with the father and the mother and the family. And of course, it's a big honor for them to have one to be a man and a woman to be, I don't know what exact, but they call it the common word, you know, is, let's see now how they call it. Now, when you have a wedding, they call it stand up with them, you know?
Yeah.
When you have a witness, stand up with them. Like, the one of my phone calls up, like I had, so I've been married 50 years, home, have a 50-year anniversary. And they reach back, if they're living, the one they stood up with them, they'll have a golden wedding and have the same one, you know? All one of them, or if there's any living, you know?
Yeah.
They call that stand up with them. And the ones that have, that more or less stand up with the baby is called the godfather and the godmother, you know?
Yeah.
And down here, these Frenchmen call them Paran, you know?
What's that?
They call them Paran.
Paran.
That's his nickname, yeah. Paran, like P-A-R-A-N, Paran. That's his, he said, well, I'm going to go see my forehand, you know.
I see.
And they go to church, he look up his forehand, that'll go on maybe for 30 years, you know.